Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Jim Moses, a visitor to our area or passing through. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good and I hope you're doing the same.
Oh, doing great.
Okay. Well, Jim, where are you from?
I'm really from Hanover Park, Illinois.
Okay.
Outskirts of Chicago.
Uh-huh. And why are you in Atlantic? What's your purpose in terms of passing through here?
Well, I'm hiking the American Discovery Trail.
And I'm sure a lot of us don't even know what the American Discovery Trail is. Can you give us a brief kind of outline of where that starts and ends?
Well, it actually starts in Delaware and it ends in San Francisco. And it's a total of 6,800 miles of bike trails linked together that make it up.
Okay. So you're just doing a part of it on this trip.
Yeah, well, I started in Ottawa, and I'm headed to San Francisco, and what my main goal is, I'm going to make a loop around the United States. There are four major trails I'm going to hike.
Wow. So how do you prepare for something like this, Jim?
Really, you're just doing it. That's about it.
Saying this is where I'm going to go. You kind of have a goal in mind. But why? Why are you doing this, walking out there all by yourself?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the main thing is for my health. Mm-hmm. Like I said, about 4.5 years ago, I had double bypass. Didn't know anything was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunity came up again for me to do this. And I'm like, well, I'm going to take 3 years for myself. I've never done nothing for me. So this kind of bucket list kind of thing.
Yes. So what have you done in the past? What's your profession or your work?
I drove truck and general labor.
Okay. So you were always doing something for somebody else.
Yeah.
And now you're out there for yourself.
Yeah, for myself.
Well, now, when you had this double bypass, that says to me, you know, a lot of us have some health problems. What kind of walking, how did you get ready to walk this far? I mean, did you get out there and do something special?
Well, I've done a lot of walking my whole life. About 6 years ago, I've done the Grand Canyon, and I grew up in Kentucky, and I've done a lot of hiking through the Smokies, but never a complete through hike.
Okay, so the walking thing is not new to you.
No,
it's
I've
a life
Yeah, that's what the doctor said. That's the only thing that saved me.
Uh-huh. So when you were a kid, I mean, what were some of the things you did for fun when you were a kid? You said you grew up in Kentucky?
Yeah, I spent as much time in the woods as I could.
Uh-huh.
I used to do a lot of ginseng and just run into Appalachian Mountains. I've always loved being outdoors.
So you could tell lots of stories about what goes on in nature that most of us aren't even aware of, I think.
Oh, it's being incredible, some of the things that I have seen.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the things that have been happening to you, some of the people maybe you've met and so on. Some of the things that have been happening to you since you left the Chicago area, which was when?
July the 4th.
July the 4th, you set off on your trail. Okay, so how far do you travel in a day?
Well, it varies. Usually I try to get anywhere from 10 to 20 miles in. But I've been meeting so many people and telling the story of what I'm doing. It varies, yeah.
Well, and I have to say, you know, we looked out the window at KJAN and here you are asking for directions. And I said, come on in. And you said, okay.
Yeah, this is great.
And that's part of, I think, when you're saying you're meeting lots of people, because you're willing to do that, you know, you're putting something out there.
But this what makes it great. It's the people that I've met have been incredible. People have opened a door to me. They've donated food, supplies, money. It's been great.
All right. So
I'm really amazed.
Now, when we say you walk 10 to 20 miles an hour, or miles, not 10 to 20 miles a day. You have some supplies you carry with you.
Yeah, I'm packing about a 50-pound pack.
See, that's just incredible to me. And I'm thinking you're going to have to eat a lot more food than you've been eating.
Well, I've been keeping myself full. I've not been going hungry. I mean, I've been feeling really good.
But you started out weighing how much when you...
200 pounds when I left Chicago.
And now you are?
About 150, 155.
Yes. So we don't want you to wither away to nothing by the time you get to San Francisco is your goal.
San Francisco, yeah.
But that's a lot of miles out there yet.
Yeah, I got a long way to go. Yes. It's going to be slow going across the Rockies.
Yes, and there's going to be weather kinds of things here happening soon.
Yeah, that's going to be my biggest thing. I'm going to just have to work around the storms and the snow.
Yeah. So you don't have a date, you say, I want to be in San Francisco by such and such a date necessarily.
No, when I started, I did, but I got to meeting people and got to doing a lot of sightseeing off the trail. People, you know, you got to go see this, et cetera, et cetera. I just decided, you know what, I'm going to take my time. I'm going to enjoy this.
All right. So meeting people obviously has been one of your highlights. But what are some other things that have kind of happened to you between Chicago and here?
Well, I've had about 4 newspapers that have interviewed me. And when I've come in from Illinois into Iowa, I hiked off the trail, went over to LeClaire. I met the American Pickers. That was great. Got some photo with those guys.
Fun. Are they as fun in person as they seem
on
TV?
Oh, they were great. They were the nicest people you could ever met.
I'm sort of amazed they were there when you got there.
Well, I timed it just right. They were filming live out in their parking lot when I got there. So
wonderful. And what about sites? I mean, you know, you said you visited LeClaire. There's some things that you'd say, you know, this is something people need to go and see because it's just great, and maybe people haven't done that.
Yeah. Oh, there have been so many. The High Trestle Bridge was one of them. That was great to see, especially at night when they light that up. Hoover State Park was another nice place to go.
So yeah, where did you come from, like, last night?
Last night I came out of Exira, I believe.
Yes, Exira, yes, yes, okay. So you're coming from, obviously, sort of from the northeast, correct?
The American Discovery Trail got me dropping down south, and then I'm going to be headed west now to Council Bluff.
Uh-huh.
And that's my last part of Iowa.
For today, but you won't make that today.
Oh, no.
You've got several days yet.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you get to Council Bluffs, you need to take a look at all the railroad and the trains. And
there are a lot of things that people have been telling me I need to check out when I get there.
Yes. Yeah. So that isn't something that you've done a lot of ahead of time in terms of saying, okay, I've got to go see this or see that, that you're kind of doing that as you go.
Kind of doing it as you go, meeting people, and they've been telling me, well, you know, the locals, you know, hey, you got to see this, you got to see that.
Excellent. Any surprises for you on this walk? I mean, because, like you said, you've done a lot of walking, but any surprises so far along the trail that you'd say, oh, man, I didn't expect that to happen?
Well, this right here today for the first time. I've never been on a radio before, so this is the most amazing thing yet.
Okay, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're really pleased that you're willing to stop and do this because it's nice that you're not so driven that I've got to get to a certain place that you can kind of see the sights along the way and meet people and so on. So
that's the thing. When I started, that's what my plan was. I was going to do at least 20 miles a day. I was going to get to San Francisco by winter time. And I went through a really hot spell that we had and put myself in the hospital for about 3 days. I dehydrated myself by trying to push it.
So now there's an important thing you learned.
Yeah. Yes. Take my time. I'm just going to enjoy this.
Yeah. Make sure you have plenty of water or know where your next water stop is
going to be. Yeah.
Yes. Really, really important. And I'm guessing you have some a heavier jacket there in your pack that you've been
packing. Yeah, I got winter clothes I'm packing with me, yeah.
Okay. Very good. As you're doing this, I'm thinking you're taking lots of photos.
Oh, yeah. I'm documenting almost everything that I see.
And so you're going to do a book when you get done?
I think I am. Everybody that I've met, they said, you have got to do a book. So after I complete this, I think I'm going to write one.
Okay. Now, one of the places you were going here as you leave KJN is to find the library. And so we could keep up with you, right, on our computers?
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook. It's Hiker Moses, and that'll take you right to my Facebook page.
Okay. Hiker Moses, and that's M-O-S-E-S, just like we expect it to be spelled. And so that would be really fun to kind of follow you now that people have heard you here on KJN, to kind of follow you and see you along the way.
Yeah, it would be great.
Yeah. And of course, they can write notes back to you.
Yeah, sure can.
Yeah. All right. Great way to communicate with Jim and keep up with him and just see how he's doing. And so And if somebody wanted to make a contribution, are they just doing that as they see you, I assume?
Yeah, I've had people just pass me and donate money. And
that's great.
Yeah, it is. Great. Yeah.
Well, we can learn, I think, a great deal from you, Jim. So that's one way, you know, if we can help you along the way, why you are contributing a great deal, I think, to our knowledge about the American Discovery Trail and about being out there on your own. It's just amazing to me, Jim, that you do this.
Oh, it's great. Like I said, growing up in a mountain, I think one thing that helped me be able to not bother me is too bad being out there in the middle of nowhere mm-hmm. all along. So.
All right. Well, we want to thank you so much for being able to come in, take a 10-minute stop here at KJN, and this is Jim Moses, hiking on the American Discovery Trail. And until next time, here's a thought from the old farmer. Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment.